I would like to talk to you about trust. Trust is one of the fruits of God's Spirit, and He wants us to trust in Him, to grow fruit of the Spirit, and to rely on God, not just God, the Father, but the God that's growing in other people as well. There's a little bit of God in many of the people around you, and a lot in others. And we need to learn to trust the God in ourselves and in others, and to build security in our relationship with God, to hang on to Him and to trust God to help us to fight worry and pressure and mistrust and thoughts that want to keep us from relying on God. Like most of my life, it's been difficult for me to trust in other people. And I'm still growing that in me to be able to. We need to trust in God to help us fight worry and pressure and thoughts of mistrust and thoughts that don't want to let us rely on God. I want to build trust in my spirit for God. If we can believe in the Scriptures, and so many times God assures us in the Scriptures that He is right there with us in our daily walk, in our life. If bad things have power in the world around us, God, the Creator, has much more power, and we need to trust in God and His power to help us, to grow us, to build our strength right now, right here, right in this world, where there are so many reasons not to trust. Trust in God. He's the one we can believe in, and He won't let us down.
I was thinking that we don't have to be self-reliant. We don't have to feel as if we have to do everything all ourselves. We can trust in God to provide the things that we need, to provide peace that we need to feel or faith that we need to have. We can trust in God to help us give mercy to others. Having trust in God helps us realize that we have God there with us, an assurance that we have God there with us.
Amen. There's a scripture that says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. So we don't understand everything. We don't know everything. But we can trust God to give us what we need. We can pray and just keep trusting in Him. And we can do it day in and day out. Not just sometimes, you know, when we feel like it or when things get bad. But trust Him in the good times and the bad times. We can trust God. God will always be there for us. And He says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be open to you. Seeking you shall find. God is always there. He's not going to shut the door on us and leave us. No, when we're calling out for God, God is closer to us than we can ever imagine. And thank God that we can put our trust wholly in Him.
We can also trust God in every avenue of our life. God is not, you know, the fireman that just comes to the rescue. God is there all the time, all the time. If we're looking for a job, we can ask God to help us as we go through these want ads and things. And God, help me choose. Help me choose what you know I would be good at or where you know I am needed. God, help me decide what to wear today to this interview. I know it sounds different than anything we've ever heard, but God's there for us in every single aspect of our lives. He is always there for us. He cares for us. And we can trust that when we ask these things, we will get an acknowledgement of that prayerful request.
It's important when we get those considerations and those things that we ask for, is that we really realize that God was a part of that. And to be able to say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for giving me that click or that check on what to wear and what not to wear, or what to say and not to say, or getting that job and having a great rapport with those people. Thank you, God, because God can make a difference in us make a big difference in us, and also can also affect other people, give them a warm feeling or send a spirit to them. So we need to realize that for that trust to grow and say, thank you, God. That was very, very wonderful. To know that God is always there is like the easy chair that every night that we come and sit in and kind of relax, and that easy chair is there. We know it's there, and we go there to feel comfortable and relax. Well, God is like that. He's our easy chair. He's got different ways of looking at things than man does, and that is God. He's always there. We can put our trust in that, that he will be there, just like our easy chair, and he will comfort us. He will love us. He will give us what we ask. And that's that kind of trust. It'll always be there. Be there, and we can appreciate that by saying, thank you, God, for always being there. I can put my trust in you.
I just keep returning to learning to trust in the God in other people. And what, again, what power God shows to us when we have trust in him, and we have trust in his people that he puts in our lives in the world. It's a win-win situation, the trusting in God and trusting in the people of God. Well, thank you very much for talking about trust and trust in God with us